Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I hit my knee.
That sucks. He's also Joel, but he's the one with the sore knee.
So you can tell him apart.
And this is the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, if you lived in New York City, would you give a shit about the Ninja Turtles? Or alternatively, are the Ninja Turtles really that big of a problem?
Would it be Ninja Turtles or would it also just be the mutants?
Well, I guess like the best way to look at this is recently there was the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie released, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Yes.
And Splinter in that is like, boys,
humans,
I tried to introduce you to the real world and they tried to kill me with a bat.
They freaked out. They said, look at that stinky rat man. We hate him. He's worried about getting milked.
Yeah. Fair enough. In the end, justified in the movie.
But I think, I mean, Splinter, he kind of was on the back foot because a rat man is scarier than a turtle man.
Well, I don't know. Think about, I think that you are falling into the trap that the movie does with its animation, which is the turtles look nice because they look smooth and good to touch.
Yeah.
But people in that movie look like freaks.
Yeah,
think in real life, a turtle would probably look kind of like a Goomba in the Super Mario Brothers movie from the 90s.
See, I
don't know, because seeing a rat man, everyone freaks out and starts yelling rat man, which I don't know if I would necessarily have done, because I would just been like, that poor man with whatever he's got.
That man has a crazy skin condition because that makes him look like a rat man.
Not just that, because it's also like got, you know, he's got wearing clothes.
Yeah, that's true. He talks. The moment the rat man talks, I'm like, I'm going to withhold any judgment till I find out what the rat man wants.
Exactly.
Yeah. What if he wants something good?
What if he wants a hot dog or some shit?
Or what if he's like, help me, I want to give you $1,000.
Oh my God, am I on Ratman TV
right now?
I love this show. A rat man gives you money. That's the premise.
You're just going to be nice to the rat man.
And he gives you $1,000. Ratman TV's the best.
It's so rare to get somebody nice to rat man.
Be nice to the rat man.
It's a struggle.
$1,000.
I don't know.
It's funny to live in a world where people are aware of this TV show called Ratman TV, where if you're nice to Ratman, you get $1,000, and people still see a Ratman. They're like, oh, yuck!
Sorry, pal, you're on Ratman TV. You just lost $1,000.
Oh, shit!
That sucks. Now, if I hit you with a bat...
Can I just... Do you have the $1,000 on you, Ratman? No, quick, run away! I like the way the hypothetical Ratman said you lost $1,000.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get. Does he take it from your bank account?
Maybe.
That's how Ratman TV works.
You lost the opportunity.
That's true. That makes sense.
$1,000.
Well, a rat, in clothes, if I saw Master Splinter.
Yeah.
I would not think singular rat man. I would think rat men live beneath the sewers of New York City.
Yes.
And maybe he's the first of many that are going to come up from the underground.
Yeah, I just think seeing a rat man wearing clothes, speaking, also holding like four turtle cubs, but like they're you know, they're big. They're quite big turtles.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, like, hit it with a bat.
No.
Because I'm like, well, rats are scary. Yeah. They might bite me.
Yeah.
Let's be chill.
Yeah. Hitting a regular rat with a bat, I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hit any animal that squishes.
Yeah, that's fair. You know have you ever, like, squashed a spider big enough that you can feel?
Yeah, awful.
Feels bad.
It's horrendous. You can squash an ant.
Yeah. Ants? Do ants even know they exist?
An ant gets squished. It's like the tiniest blip on the cosmic scale. An ant doesn't know it's alive.
And rat men are like ants to me. Oh, yeah, Jack. What else is like an ant to you?
Everybody that's human not beings. Me.
No.
We might need to get our friend
put away. Down.
Definitely something.
No, but so a rat man is scary, but I'm not going to attack it. You're right.
But also, again, it depends on what the rat man is doing. Like, a rat can be scary.
Yeah.
If it's, like, you know, up against the wall holding a big pizza, like, hissing at me.
Yeah.
Maybe a cigar. I don't know. But if a rat man is there, a rat is there, you know, just like
being a rat.
Being a rat, doing his little poor thing or whatever. Maybe he's, I don't know, holding a little tiny teddy. I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I'm
true.
I'm not going to be like, kill him with a bat.
Well,
rats are scary. Like, interesting, though, because, like, a lot rats of people are scared of rats or mice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the fear comes from the fact they're quick and small.
Yeah. I think the fear is the idea that a rat might run up your trouser leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be bad. Or, like,
wild rat as well. Yeah. Or a wild mouse.
Like, disease?
Have you ever seen that video of a guy? He's in, like, a full skin-tight scuba suit, and there's a snake that's inside the scuba suit with him, and he's holding the head like this, and he's trying to get out of a river, and his friends are just filming him laughing. How scary is that? That's the rat fear.
When I worked at a cinema, someone had a rat run across the back of the seat, but unfortunately, this person had their hair tied up and let it down.
Yeah.
But because it was sitting when they did it, their hair was on the back of the seat, so the rat ran into their hair and then got tangled in their hair. And then they just had a rat in their hair for a second, and they were terrified of rats.
Dude.
Let me tell you, there's not many other things more distracting than someone in a cinema screaming because there's a rat bunched up in their hair.
That's so funny.
Hard to enjoy a movie like you're sitting down. Oh, man. Going, about time. What a beautiful film I'm watching. I wish this girl in front of me would shut up about this rat in her hair.
Oh, she's screaming. There's a rat, lady.
When I lived in the bush once, I woke up to a rat snuggled on my neck, asleep. And I was, because I was like half asleep, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, what? And I flung it away, and it hit a wall. I never saw it, so I think it was okay.
The poor rat.
What a shock for that rat. That rat's just like, oh, this is a nice warm place.
This is new dad. Dad will love me. It was basically like a reverse Splinter.
Yeah, that's true. I need help. Dude, because I just did it. I just woken up. I don't know what's happening. Then the rat, I was like, that was a full-on rat. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to wake up to the rat curled up there and be like, I'll let him be.
Oh, that's nice.
Good night, dude. Your horrible claws are scratching my neck skin, but I'll let you sleep.
You're probably not full of so much disease.
You're a poison, right? You're full of poison. But you stay on my neck. That's not a fragile part of my body. Oh, wait, my neck's where my veins are.
Yeah, neck skin is often referred to as the toughest skin on the human body.
That's why beheading was so hard to do.
Yeah.
I had to have so many whacks.
Oh, my God.
It's like chopping
amount of R&D that went into that. Woo!
Jesus.
Anyway.
It
would just be more of a shock that a rat man exists. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you, I'd be like, well, clearly there's probably, it's rat, right? There's got to be more than one.
There's got to be more than one rat man.
I'm afraid of rat men, so let's not attack the rat
let's
man.
Let's see what the rat man wants. And if the rat man's like, I just want to integrate into society, I'm like, brother. Yeah. Welcome.
I just want pizza and watch movie. Yeah. I want to watch Ferris Bueller. And
I'd be
like,
you can do
buddy,
it, Ratman.
I got it on DVD.
Come around to my house, Ratman. Watch movie with me.
I wonder if your experience, because there's only one Splinter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at night. Everyone's just like, I guess like I would be far more like cautious rather than like
attacking the rat.
Just because again, like, I know what rats are like.
Yeah.
You can see a rat, then all of a sudden it just turns and runs at you. And you're like,
That's true.
Yeah. Or if it's running somewhere, you're like, where's it? What's it running from?
Yeah. What's it running to?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. If it's running away from me, is there about to be a big cat man chasing
me? Yeah. Or is it about like a big tidal wave, kind of with rats escaping a sinking ship?
Oh, no.
What's going on?
What about, so say...
My brain. He's stealing my brain.
That's so funny in the middle of Times Square. My brain! Running back to your farm.
Earth isn't sinking, thank God.
Okay, rats have not stolen my grain.
Why are you home so early? Sorry, I saw a rat man in New York.
Rat man? Our grain!
Our grain!
No, it's fine, it's safe.
The grain is okay.
It's all right.
What about
the grain?
Say Master Splinter, he's like, I just want to hang out. These are my Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. Come hang with us. We learn about how, we don't know about the whole ooze experiment.
Yeah.
But Splinter is like, I found these turtles in green goo. Mm-hmm. Then I touched the green goo. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a rat man and they're turtle man.
Okay. Well,
what does that do to your
Baxter
reality?
Baxter Stockman's situation, I believe in the Mutant Mayhem thing, like it's at least on the news.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But I don't think they...
I don't think the specifics of the ooze are, though.
No.
So you might not connect it to him.
Yeah.
I would be concerned to learn that there's something that can make animals guys.
Yeah, and I guess, like, again, if you follow the trajectory of the movie, mm-hmm. worst case scenario happens.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mr. Beast is there.
Yeah, that's true. Worst case scenario, Mr. Beast is there.
Yeah.
And he's not a beast.
Yeah, he's not a beast. Crazy. He's just a fella.
He's just a guy. Yeah, he's just Mr. Guy.
He's Mr. Guy.
Mr. Guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be like, okay, so if an ooze, you touch ooze and makes you guy.
Yeah.
What if I touch ooze,
do I become double guy?
More of a guy?
And then I guess we all become Daredevil when we touch the ooze. Which, if you're unfamiliar, is actually Daredevil's origin.
Yeah, that's true.
The ooze that makes him blind is the same ooze that makes the turtles guys.
But because we are not getting the ooze in our eyes, we're just touching it, mm-hmm. do we lose the sense of touch?
Yeah, but then I guess...
And everything else becomes stronger.
But then I guess, yeah.
Oh, no.
Instead of Daredevil, we become numb guy.
You can punch me as many times as you like. It hurts me. It does hurt me, but I don't feel it.
You're damaging all of my internal organs, but I can't tell.
I can't feel it, yeah. When you kick me in the nuts.
I can smell really good, though.
When you kick me in the nuts, I can taste that. I don't like how it tastes.
I don't feel it, but I can taste it. And you are still hurting me.
And I can. I can taste it. I can smell it. I can zoom in and see it real well.
If I close my eyes, I can see my nuts exploding from your boot kick. What? Why are you telling me this? I am numb, man. Okay.
I touched some ooze that made me numb.
Yeah.
That would fucking scare the shit out of me. If the moment I touched the ooze, I just went numb. I would be like, I'm not getting powers. I'm about to die.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
There's no tingling.
I'm not getting any feeling. Then I'm floppy in the sewer? Master Splinter, teach me karate. Yeah. But I would be wondering if I could become a double man by touching the ooze.
Yeah, I too.
Because if it turns...
What does a double man look like?
I don't know. It's this exciting part.
No, yeah. Okay, so...
Wider nostrils, bigger eyes, more teeth.
Taller,
more fingers, more stomachs, four balls,
two dicks.
More stomachs?
Yeah, one more.
Do you mean like as in like a stomach as in internally? Like, or
go,
you mean...
It would go tit, tits, belly.
Yeah. Like a cow has got, you know, more than once internally. Got a couple of times.
Well, we both.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have like, you know, eyes above where your eyes are, nostrils next to your nose. You have like two rows of teeth, two lips.
Two lips?
Well, like four lips. Yeah.
Four ears, two lips. Two brains.
Finally, be as clever as a real man.
If you had two
and
stomachs,
and now for a less clever statement, four lips. Your mouth would be looking even more pussy-esque.
Your mouth would be looking even more pussy if you had four lips.
Definitely more pussy-esque.
Yeah. I keep thinking if I had two stomachs, how long would it take me to from eating to shitting?
A while.
You have two assholes.
Four cheeks, right. Baby.
Two assholes, four dicks, four nuts.
Four dicks.
I've been touching that ooze like crazy.
Triple man, quadruple man,
quintuple man. I'm becoming a beast.
Yeah. You become 10 men.
Yeah. It's a lot of legs.
It's a lot of guy.
it's a lot of legs through the sewer.
Yeah.
Master Splinter's like, what have I done?
I got 10 brains, but unfortunately, I got all of them.
10 dicks! 20 nuts! My Ninja Turtles? Use lethal force.
Because like, part of it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, because you'd have, like, say, you'd have, like, you know, four butt cheeks. But would you have, like, one scrotum?
like a big sack of eggs. That's awesome.
And like, would the legs be like in a row, or they'd be like next to each other, like and fanning out like a
would,
skirt?
Would the butt cheeks be like butt cheek, and then just like a bigger hole?
Yeah, or just like
two holes?
Well, yeah, like a row of holes.
A row of assholes. It is crazy to imagine. I don't really like this because it's not what the ooze does. It's not like the Ninja Turtles have a turtle asshole and a human asshole.
Yeah.
We don't have human teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Do they? Do the Ninja Turtles have teeth?
They do have teeth, but we don't know that they're not like. I guess they are human, yeah.
Yeah, they're human teeth. They get human teeth.
They eat pizza.
Yeah.
So we get messed up that they have like they grew up on like a rat diet.
Yeah, they did too. But yeah. They get human teeth. They got human eyes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And a human brain.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a turtle's eyes? Yeah. I've seen a turtle's eyes recently.
They got turtle ears though.
They do have turtle ears. Yeah. That's true.
Just holes in the side of their head.
That scares me. What if like a fly went in? Yeah. A
fly can go in your normal ear.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're right.
Like
that's fucked
have
up.
Have you had a bug in your ear before?
Not in a long time.
So you already knew it could happen.
Yeah, I guess I just forgot. When was the last time you swallowed a bug? Remember, like you feel like as a kid, you'd be walking along,
last,
in the mouth.
Last year,
oh, really?
we're at near out in the hills or whatever, yeah. And we're sitting down and was having delicious ice cream.
Nice.
And it was with the family.
Yeah.
As I'm there enjoying my ice cream, but what happens? A fucking fly flies into my mouth.
Oh, that's so funny.
I end up choking and swallowing.
Did it wreck the ice cream for you?
That fly had a fantastic voice through your stomach.
That did.
That did. It
did. Kind of yeah,
weird,
that did.
Impossible voice. Just straight on through.
Straight on through. That's
damn,
awesome.
Damn. Damn.
Okay, what about...
I think the ice cream helped, yeah?
Yeah, oh, fair enough. It washed it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got to get that bug taste out of my esophagus as I was there choking anyway.
What about when the Ninja Turtles are like, we're Ninja Turtles, we're here to protect your city. We are turtle men.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're here to protect your city.
I would be keeping an eye on them in the news, I reckon, because I would be trepidatious because I do not trust a turtle's judgment.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust the news judge?
Mm.
Well, at least like if I saw raw footage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that can be manipulated.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But what? I mean, what are they
fake
getting?
Fake news.
Yeah.
What
AI?
The new Ninja Turtles.
They're
AI.
Deep fakes, man.
Yeah.
What are they? This is like the flat Earth thing. Yeah. Why hide the Ninja? What are they getting out of?
I don't know, man. I'm just asking questions.
No, but
do your own research. Dude, on the Ninja Turtles.
The news could lie and make them look like they're good guys when they're actually bad guys. They do the opposite to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, they start off doing that. Yeah. And then they change.
April O'Neil comes in and saves the day. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, hey, don't say fuck the turtles. Say fuck. Yeah.
The turtles. Yeah. I guess I would just be happy. I mean, it's, you know, it's like any superhero. It doesn't actually, the fact that they're turtles doesn't affect shit.
Yeah, in like, you could just be like, oh, it was a guy that got like, I don't know, he drank too much turtle juice and became a turtle.
Dude. Like,
that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm in the background, you two are watching the TV, I got a big bottle of turtle juice.
Yeah.
How much did they say is a safe amount?
Sorry, what?
All of us putting down our turtle juice.
Oh, dude.
I'm apparently only meant to have one sip a day.
Just there, furiously reading the...
What are the side effects?
The side effects may become turtle man. Fuck! Irreversible, shit!
One of us got a big slab of turtle juice off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think we should be drinking this turtle juice.
You sure?
I don't know.
You sure, though?
It really quenches the thirst.
If we weren't meant to drink it, they wouldn't have made it so delicious.
I know! Now we wait.
Yeah, see what happens.
Well, we've already had like half a crate each.
Yeah, might as well finish it.
I mean, surely they probably didn't drink more than this.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. They wouldn't give us this many if it could turn us into a turtle man.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, once we shot this turtle juice.
They can't actually sell things that are that bad for you.
Yeah, anyway, pass me a durry.
And then we're a turtle man. And the news is like, are you the guy saving the city? We're like, no.
No,
you know,
it was
the
just
right amount of turtle juice?
Yeah.
We exceeded it. Heaps.
Yeah, we're actually more turtle than me.
Yeah.
We're just three turtles.
That'll happen.
We have a turtle's morality, unlike these turtles that seem to have a human morality.
We stayed the same physically, but we got a turtle's morality from drinking all that turtle juice. I make decisions with a turtle's judgment.
Hey, hello, news. I have a story for you. Three innocent boys have the morality of a turtle.
And we're using it to fight crime.
Because we drank them.
We drank too much turtle juice.
What is a turtle's morality?
Well, it'll...
None.
Yeah, pretty amoral, really.
Yeah.
What does a turtle do that's moral?
A turtle can't sin.
Yeah.
A turtle can't sin.
I mean, a turtle, it eats a bug, and it doesn't feel bad about the bug it eats, or a fish. Okay.
It'll eat a berry.
Yeah, it'll eat a berry.
And that's pretty nice.
That's it, really.
We could fight crime as guys that became turtles and kept a turtle's morality and then just keep claiming that turtles can't have sins, so we can't have done anything wrong.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a turtle's morality, do you think you'd feel bad about killing a criminal?
No, because I have a turtle's morality.
Would you feel bad about killing an innocent civilian?
No, because I have a turtle. Like, so if I'm a... So, a hang on. Do turtles eat meat?
Yeah, some they eat fish.
They eat fish?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they eat fish bigger than them?
Great question. I don't know. I know they do eat fish, though. It is funny,
too. They eat jellyfish, don't they?
Yes, yeah, some turtles do. Because they eat plastic bags. I'm eating plastic bags. It looks like a jellyfish.
Get out of your... Oh, it does look like a jellyfish.
It might be one. It might be one.
Yeah.
You guys are in the background with like a six-pack ringlet around your neck, flailing around.
Yeah, me and you sharing a goddamn plastic bag, like Lady and the Tramp, choking.
We got a turtle's brain in a lot of ways, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really just wanted to put my little turtle head through the six-pack, what are they called?
Plastic rings. A typical adult pet turtle diet should include animal products. What does that mean? Vegetables and fruits.
Yeah,
What does that mean?
Animal products would be meat, basically.
Spinach, broccoli, cabbage, pumpkin, parsley, apples, pears, and stone fruits.
Yum.
Delicious.
I love stone fruits.
Okay, there's nothing there that's meat.
Scavengers and grazers and eat a more varied diet. Oh, that's nice.
Turtle's morality, just shouldn't everyone even care? No, I'm a superhero. I just have a turtle's morality.
Well, again, you'd only be attacking because you're hungry.
That's true. I'd only be attacking to eat.
Did turtles get booed?
Did turtles get booed?
No.
What happened to boys?
He became Eric Cartman for one word. Did turtles get booed?
did turtles get booed? I didn't know.
Hey, Mom, did turtles get booed?
Ma'am!
Did turtles get booed?
Ma'am!
Great show. Trey and Matt, come on the show whenever you want.
But you're welcome.
Do turtles get bored? I guess I'd want to swim more.
Well, dogs get bored.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a baseline.
Like, is it
cats get bored? I think.
Yeah.
Is this to do with like
apes get bored?
No stimuli.
Does a horse get bored ever?
How does a cat get bored? Their brain's so smooth.
I don't know, but they love doing stuff.
Yeah.
So when there's no stuff to do,
and they do look bored when they're bored.
Yeah.
But am I just projecting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's hard to tell about cats.
It's hard to tell about most creatures.
Do animals get bored? Does a fish get bored? Surely not.
The turtles,
because a fish will just blah, 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 blah,
is around. That good though?
Well, bears sometimes get so bored they go insane. So bears get bored.
Yeah. I don't think someone just posted. I don't in 2016 on Reddit.
That's basically yesterday.
Turtle,
great.
I don't think turtles ever get bored. They don't really need to be stimulated other than basking, eating, and swimming.
That's awesome that this is unprompted. The guy was sitting there. He's thinking, I don't think turtles get
bored. Oh no! Turtleowner.com. Do turtles get bored? The final answer: yes, turtles can get bored.
Oh no!
That's tragic, dude.
Well, I guess that's why we fight crime.
Yeah, because we're bored.
Yeah,
that's why we're shooting indiscriminately. I'm bored.
I thought that was a criminal.
I got a turtle's morality.
Yeah. We can't sin.
I'm incapable.
Because, yeah, you just punch a criminal or a random person because you're bored. And then I guess you'd be like, well, I'm also hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to eat them. Yeah.
It's not cannibalism. I'm not a guy.
I'm a turtle
man.
I know.
Yeah, this is allowed in my culture.
I know from the outside.
I don't really have culture, to be honest. I am a turtle.
I have a turtle's brain.
You had the philosophy.
Physiological
of a man.
Yeah, that is true.
It's sad about the turtles that if they saw another turtle, they couldn't talk to that turtle anymore because they forgot how to be turtles.
Yeah, that is true. Though Splinter remembers how to speak vermin.
Yeah.
So does
he? He speaks to the fly lady.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
It's a language you can learn. Mm. But what has a turtle got to say?
Meat. Well, that thing
meat.
Is...
Yeah. Meat, meat, meat.
They, they would never have learnt that because Splinter doesn't know Turtle.
Oh, that's true.
They might know vermin.
Turtles aren't vermin. That's true.
I wish turtles were vermin. That would be awesome.
Oh, no,
you know, turtles, the vermin of the sea.
Living out a mouse trap. Imagine you left out a mouse trap and you caught a turtle. Like, I would have to leave that home.
Back. Just like,
I feel really bad about
this. I might
need
to move country for my own sanity. What about all the other mutants? Well, what would that do?
Because some of them are scary. They're disgusting.
They're
and
gross.
Frightening.
They're scary, nasty looking.
I guess the fly guy special.
Yeah.
Superfly.
And especially when he becomes all animals.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
Well, again, it depends on what they're doing.
Just imagine. This is an easy thing to imagine all of them doing.
Yeah.
Imagine they're standing outside a bar late at night and you watch them chain smoke two cigarettes.
Okay. That's awesome.
guys. What the fuck?
That's a rhino,
let's
man.
Let's just enjoy the moment.
Okay.
Sure, he's not lighting another cigarette. Oh my God, he is.
Well, he'll need heaps because he's way bigger.
He's got big, like, rhino lungs.
Yeah.
I just feel like that seeing, like, something like that, it would not necessarily be scary in a way where you're like, oh, run away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you'd see it and then you'd think, my brain has been playing tricks on me today.
Yeah, I'd freeze.
Yeah.
No sudden movements.
Yeah. Is this real? Is what's happening real?
Does daddy gotta go lay down?
Daddy gotta go home at the moment? Or daddy gotta stay here? Because
daddy gonna go in car and sit. Daddy gonna go in, sit and listen to radio and have a think.
Daddy gonna listen to NPR and think about if Rhino Man real. Huh. Because once your brain had accommodated the fact that mutants existed,
then it wouldn't be too bad.
Then I think you'd just be like, it's like, just like
after
a weird looking guy.
Yeah.
After that first broadcast where the turtles are on TV and it's made clear that they are pretty much just weird looking guys.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like, until.
Would love to see him out and about.
Yeah.
Can I touch your smooth head?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd say it's all fine until Superfly becomes super duper big fly, right?
Oh, do they all want to do that to us?
Yeah.
Or like, what he's doing this and this is scary.
Yeah.
Because everything else, I'm like, all right, some guys are guys.
Some guys are
just
bigger than others.
Yeah, that's okay. I can deal
with
that.
That's fine. Because if I'm there and I'm like, again, if I walk down the street and I saw a rhino, I think I would also freeze.
Yeah.
And be like, this is peculiar.
Yeah, that's unusual. I don't normally see a rhino at the shops.
Maybe, do I need to go in my car again?
Daddy got to sit down.
Daddy got to go play some NPR.
Yeah, to relax.
Have a think.
Yeah.
And the moment that rhino is not a rhino but a man.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a jacket and glasses.
Yeah.
That's the pig got the nipple piercing, right?
Yeah.
Bebop.
Which one? I don't know. Either way. Or even then, seeing a pig man with nipple rings, I'd be like, well.
Hey, that's life now, I guess. I would be, because they're like, say they were like, we're going to make more. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's something you'd think.
Well,
how many of them are there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Well.
Cool to look at.
Yeah.
Strong.
Okay. We're bored of humans. We're done with that. Who cares? We've seen a guy.
When was the last time you looked in the mirror and got surprised, sir?
Yeah.
Exactly. We're trying to.
Is that something you want?
Yes.
That's something we want big time.
To look in the mirror and be surprised by your own reflection.
That sounds awesome. Ah! Oh, it's just me. I'm just an owl man now or whatever.
Okay. So you're turning us into owl man?
I am, yeah.
Owls are too hard to catch.
Okay. Owls are too hard to catch. You're all going to be pigeon men.
So you're turning me into a pigeon man or are you just making pigeon men?
We're doing both.
I'm more concerned about turning me into a pigeon man than you creating pigeon men.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah. I don't care that I am not surprised by looking at the mirror.
Yeah.
I look at the mirror, I'm like, that me.
Yeah, that this tracks. This tracks. What I'm seeing this morning makes a lot of sense to me.
But if you looked in the mirror, you're like, oh, Jackson got to me in my sleep.
I'm a hootie.
Oh, but are you surprised? Not really, because you kept threatening to do this to me.
I kind of saw this one coming, and I'm not happy about it.
Well,
time to go preen myself while I sit on a pit.
Yeah, gotcha. But yeah, I mean, mutants hanging around, who cares?
It
wouldn't bother me at all.
I think it would, I would just have this thing of like, I would be cautious around them or in New York knowing mutants are out and about until like I knew a bit about them. Not in the sense that like, it just feels like you're like, oh, okay, I live in New York City where there are things that go wrong and beat me up every now and then.
Yeah.
Turtle Man that I've just seen in the shadows. Yeah. I don't know what to expect here. Probably something bad.
I think
just see them in the light when they're talking. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is fine.
What I'd maybe be like, right? Can you ooze my cats?
Okay.
I would not like that. What if they just get sick and die?
No, that'd be sad. But all evidence points to the opposite.
Yeah, they do become cat men.
They get strong and become cat. Would you like your cats more if they were men?
Well, I think I need protection.
Okay.
So you're turning your cats into mutants bodyguard so they can protect you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
One of your cats is notoriously unreliable. Yeah, both. One likes
that's cats, baby.
You turn them into guys, they just run away.
But this is a familial connection I have with the cats. Yeah. Like if I went and turned, I don't know, a random dog on the street,
yeah.
I did that, I don't know, right? Mm. Whereas these cats, at least they know me.
Yeah.
They know my smell. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is all right. Anyway, one of us is using a newfound powers to go outside and the other one's going to bed.
Okay.
That's fair.
Well,
good luck with your protection.
Be safe. Come back.
What?
Yeah.
What animal would you be most interested in oozing of all the animal kingdom? So you got a vial.
A jellyfish would be pretty cool. Seeing a jellyfish go.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens to an ape? Do they just turn into a regular human?
Yeah.
Horse
would be good.
Horse is good.
I think I'd want to pick one that had lived an interesting life. You know what I mean? Like a circus chimp. Or like a
interesting or sad life.
Yeah. I guess he'd have a sort of deep anger with it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that.
And I think for safety, I don't know. I'm like a seeing eye dog. Or something like that. Like, because they are trained to help.
Yeah,
maybe
that's true.
Maybe they like to help. But would they, once, you know, gotten like sapience, would they be like.
A dog is tricky because you teach a dog things that get ingrained in the dog.
Yeah.
Then you make it a guy, but it's also still had the training.
Yeah.
That's like a guy that you can say sit to and he will.
Yeah, that's
fucked up.
Yeah, that's no good.
That feels very strange.
Well, I think the thing I would like to mutate, and this, look, does tie heavily back into a previous episode, but we discussed a toad that's sitting at the bottom of Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Yes.
That toad.
That toad.
Why would you? So you can ask him what he's doing
down
there?
What are you doing down there?
Also, it'd be the chances of him being able to be saved if he got oozed up.
That's true.
This toad is sitting 830 feet below the seawater.
Yeah, do you see Loch Ness Monster? And it's like, I've just realized I'm drowning.
Damn, dude. That must have been a rough
alley. That was bad.
Yeah. Why'd you go down there?
I don't know. I just went as deep as I could.
I wasted my ooze.
Yeah.
Wait, a pigeon?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a city pigeon?
That'd be pretty good. He'd be, you know, kind of skeezy. I like that. That's good.
I think turning, like, a neighbor's cat or dog just out of spite. Wreck their pet.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like a goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Then the goldfish climbs out of the bowl, hangs out.
Yeah. I can imagine a goldfish being an annoying housemate because it loves to smoke bongs.
Yeah,
thoughts?
Yeah. Because it's kind of, I get it. It's the fishbowl situation.
Yeah, I imagine it just sitting on a couch, getting all kind of, it's always moist.
Yeah.
And like it's leaving like a wet patch.
Of a kind of a dog like this.
Yeah, past the bong. up its gills.
Yuck.
I hate
the smoke
fish,
comes out the other side. You're disgusting. I'm kicking you out. You don't pay rent.
Get a job. Yeah.
What I think would really concern me is that I don't know how much is guy and how much is animal.
Yeah.
So, like we were saying earlier with the turtle's morality.
Yeah.
A turtle, whatever. Turtles don't have a morality. They're barely alive.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
They're barely alive. They're like ants, and as we all know.
They're like ants, i.e. everything that's not me. No. But I mean, a turtle is like a slow, harmless, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it was like a wolf man or the fly man, like Superfly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like so alien an intelligence.
Yeah.
That I just don't know where its priorities
are. I feel like anything that's a predator. Like imagine doing like a big spider.
Yeah, exactly.
That would not be good.
I'm like, what is your brain? You don't have a human being's brain. You have a spider's brain.
Yeah.
And it's a spider's brain that does human brain stuff. But, you know, there's a spider in there.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
I get it, because like when you look at a spider or even like an ant, your guys.
My guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't look at them and know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Where if you look at like a cat or a dog or even like slightly bigger animals, you can usually
like a horse.
Get
like a horse,
some kind of gauge of, you aren't taking a lot in, but I can tell what your vibe is.
I know that if you got a horse,
yeah.
You go in front of it, horse is spooked.
Yeah.
You got an ant?
Ant doesn't do anything.
Do ants have ears?
They might not. They can sense vibrations, surely.
Yeah, they can sense vibrations. Yeah, but I guess they have a sense of smell.
Yeah.
You can't smell a clap.
I know, but you'd probably feel the breeze. But yeah. Also, if you make an ant that, I guess you could make an ant the size of a guy because it could fly the size of a guy.
That's true. But also, like, maybe a better example, you could make a horse jealous.
That is a much better example. Jealous of what? Other horses?
Yeah. You got two horses. I give one horse a carrot.
Yeah.
The other horse is seeing. He's not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I have two spiders and I give one a fly, the other spider, nothing.
Oh, right. I thought you meant your plan was to pick a horse to give the ooze to because then you can make a horse jealous.
You'd be like, look at you, stupid horse. I love this horse more.
I made this horse a guy. You're just a horse.
This horse is seething,
dude.
Just about stamping.
Seething from jealousy.
Seething, this
jealous horse.
I made the right choice turning this one horse into a guy so that this other horse hates it.
The horse is a guy being like, why would you do that?
Look how jealous his horse is of you, dude.
He's so unhappy.
You know what's going to make him seethe? I'm going to get a saddle. You're going to ride him.
I'm not going to do that.
Dude. Come on.
Fuck.
What do you mean you're not going to ride that horse?
I blocked out my whole day for this and you frightened.
Yeah. And then later that night, you hear the horse man sneaking into your room trying to find more ooze to give to the other horse. Hey.
Hey, no. That horse needs to stay jealous. This feels like I have a past vendetta with this horse. The moment I got the ooze, I'm like, I know exactly who I'm taking this to.
I gotta teach that horse a lesson.
Hey, pal, horse.
Check out this horse.
Jackson, I don't think the horse cares. No, it does.
It cares a lot.
It hates me.
And I hate it.
The horse is having that great, like... He's fucking
a horse's neutral face rocks.
He's seething in there, dude.
He's so angry. He wants to kick me so bad.
He looks like he's just chewing nothing. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
He's hiding it, dude. He's hiding it from me. But a horse can be jealous of another horse.
Yeah.
And can be sad if it's left out.
Yeah, like
where a spider, you don't get any of those things.
Or a lizard.
Same with like a dog.
Yeah.
You could use the dog.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But a snake, a snake doesn't feel jealousy, you know? So why would a snake man?
Yeah.
A snake doesn't feel love.
Jellyfish, they just don't have a brain, right?
Yeah, that's just a kidney.
That's just a stingy kidney.
It's a stingy kidney.
So, again, like what happens there when that becomes an ooze?
What does the ooze do?
I think it makes them smarter and
does it
more
make them smarter or give them effectively a human brain?
I think it gives them a human brain.
So it rewires their brain to give them a human brain. So if we touched it,
yeah.
We actually wouldn't get four balls.
We get two brains.
Or nothing would happen.
Smarter.
Does Daredevil's intelligence change? Does Daredevil's intelligence change?
I mean, he was a kid and becomes a lawyer. I don't know.
He's pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, he is a pretty smart lawyer too. But how hard did he try in school?
Yeah, I don't know.
But also,
he wasn't that smart to not get hit by a car.
And he only got splashed by the ooze too.
Yeah.
Just like kind of across his eyes, which is maybe different from rolling around in it.
I don't know. The turtles fucking got that in every paw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If your brain got rewired to be a human brain, would you forget who you were?
That's a really good question. I think that if my brain got rewired to be a human brain, there would be very little differences. It would be like a hard reset.
Yeah.
I might forget my loved ones' faces.
Yeah.
I think, or would you just forget your life?
And be a new guy.
And be a new guy. Like, is it just like wipe the slate clean?
Yeah.
That would be a good argument to bring back the much-loved and missed television series This Is Your Life, so that after you touch the ooze, they could show you what your life was again, and you could remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Or you don't remember. It's like you're seeing it for the first time.
Wow!
Oh, okay. This
that
is
guy
cool,
looks like me.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah. Well, what's the lifespan as well? Because I know when Splinter got he was an older rat, so he becomes an older guy. Yeah. Makes sense. And then the turtles are baby turtles, and they
for
just
a bit,
kind of,
and then they become
then
teenagers.
They grow up, and
they are aging. They've aged 15 years.
15 years. And
how long does a turtle live? Probably a while. Well, turtles are long lived, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, tortoises are long.
Tortoises are long lived.
But I think turtles also have a longer lifespan. I mean, based on what we've seen in mutant, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
they're gonna live, I would say, until at least like 60 or 70.
They'll outlive Splinter. So
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Although there was a comic book where they didn't actually live that long.
That's true.
20 to 30 years in captivity.
Okay.
Tortoises.
Yeah.
And they're the 100 to 150 years.
They should have been tortoises.
Should have been born different.
But aren't they tortoises?
Well, yes. They are tortoises. Yeah. Everybody just calls them turtles.
Yeah.
But they are clearly tortoises.
I would call a tortoise a tortoise.
Well, they're going to live a very long time. They'll outlive April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, or does the humanness of it all bring them down?
Well, it depends what the ooze does. If it just gave them a human brain.
Like, say with Splinter, because rats don't live. How long do rats live?
Not long.
Yeah.
20 to 30 minutes.
6 seconds.
Okay. A brown rat, 2 years. Black rat, 12 months. Why?
Whoa. Rats live briefly.
Yeah.
So
Splinter has already lived roughly 15 years longer than he should have.
Yeah.
So is it just to do with like the ooze kind of like with the humanness of it all? Is it just like, you know, brings it up a little bit?
Yeah, well, I guess it makes sense for it to make the, yeah.
Balances it out, yeah.
Age sort of in like relevance to humans.
Yeah.
Are there any animals that are part of the mutant menagerie that don't have like arms and legs but get arms and legs?
Stingray.
Yes, the stingray.
Stingray.
So it's really a man juice.
Yeah.
It turns you, it makes you into
and a like
human
being.
A cockroach
being. Gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It humans you up. Had this
guy. Cockroach doesn't get a voice box though.
Yes.
But does understand speech.
It just went a bit wrong with her, maybe.
Well, it could have just been an earlier version of the ooze.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, that's true.
Baxter Stockman is working on it when he gets caught.
Yeah.
But then it's a language, though.
Yeah.
Because Splinter knows it.
Mm. Yes, that's true. I also think this is not relevant necessarily to the question, but at the end of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, they are trying to defeat the big bad with a gun that de-mutants you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be really just so stressful to be using.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got Superfly, and then they've got Superfly in contained. But does that Superfly have the memories of Superfly?
I hope so.
So then
me
if that,
too.
It got oozed again.
Would it just become
Superfly
again?
With all the memories?
Well, or is it like
is it
if
de-wrinkled?
You
wrinkled?
Huh?
His brain de-wrinkled.
They is ironed it.
Yeah.
Because his brain. So the fly brain is tiny, but a super fly, it would be bigger and have more thoughts.
Is this like teaching Skyrim to a horse thing?
Yeah.
Where it will retain some, but it'll retain so little as a fly.
Right.
What's a fly know?
Yeah,
right?
That's true. What does a fly know?
How long does a fly live?
Yeah, like
a day? Yeah. Probably a day.
And again, if they're containing it, I guess that this one doesn't. Maybe it has lasting, if you were oozed and de-oozed.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have some of that.
Memories of when you were ooze.
Not just that, but like your lifespan.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true.
That's going to be a fly that
Do the
lives-
turtles turn back into guys and then die instantly? Or I guess Splinter is a better example.
28 days is a house fly?
Flies live longer than I thought.
That's fucked up.
What's a fly on his 28th day? He's lived a long, rich, full life.
Yeah.
He's seen it all.
What does he lust for in death? What does he hope that death is? Or is he just happy?
And what does he regret?
Yeah.
What does a fly look like asleep?
Does a fly get to the age of 28 days and say, don't mourn for me because I died, but be happy for the fact that I lived?
When they have a fly funeral, what do they remember? Remember the time he went on the butter?
He went on the butters for so long, man.
Yeah. Remember, my favorite memory of fly is when he was at the window and he wanted to get outside but couldn't figure out how.
Yeah. My favorite memory of fly is when the door was open and he went towards the door and then he almost went outside, but then he just decided against that and went back into the house and then hit window again.
Oh, wow. He lived a full life.
Yeah, well. It's beautiful.
Much better than his brother who went up into the skylight and got trapped there.
That's tragic.
Yeah. He got stuck in the skylight. He thought it was the outside.
He thought it was I guess, but it wasn't. It was skylight.
He was stuck and it was very depressing.
Now he can't get out.
That was a sad funeral.
Yeah, it was a sad one.
Nothing in the coffin. Yeah.
Swinging it back to the question at the start.
Okay.
I think the way that, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles aren't that scary. Splinter's not that scary. Shredder is scary.
Well, yeah, he's got spikes.
Yeah.
But all of these guys, like, provided that it's, like, shown to the public properly or, like, they actually do emerge from the sewers, not that bad.
No.
Yeah, like, the moment Splinter, if Splinter, like, walked out of the sewers and it was just a big rat, scary, because what does that mean for reality?
Oh, my brain broke.
But the moment he steps outside and he's got a shirt on, and he's talking.
He's humanized.
He's humanized, and he's, having a conversation. First off, I'm like, well, something's gone wrong with reality. But then if someone else responds, I'm like, okay, we're doing it, not just me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Figuring it out that this is a guy. And so again, I'm like,
you just can't accept there's a rat man, whatever.
Yeah. And I'm worried now. I mean, not worried at all, to be honest. And then we get Super Duper Fly, and then his horses are legs, and he starts rampaging.
At that point, I'm like, I think we've probably taken it too far.
Bring it back, reel it in. But then the Ninja Turtles save the day. And I'm like, well, I guess the mutants are going to deal with the mutant problems.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I can just go work at the bank and jerk off my dick and nuts every night when I get home.
You know who would stress me out? Krang. That would scare me.
Yeah.
But I saw Krang because, like...
Well, that's from, like, Dimension X or whatever.
Yeah, but, like, a guy, a little fucked up brain guy in a guy's stomach, but the guy whose stomach he's in is not alive?
Yeah.
That would fuck me. I couldn't handle Krang.
Yeah.
Though I do love him.
I think I don't know what it would do much to me, if anything. Just be like, okay, I guess we have to accept this.
Yeah.
If I found out it was...
Hey, wake up, honey. New guy just dropped.
Yeah, new guy just dropped, and he's a turtle. And he's
a turtle.
He's a turtle or a gecko or a stingray.
Yeah, yeah.
Can breathe on the not in water. It's,
yeah, but like I would be like, we're probably about to enter a new age.
Yeah.
Where there's going to be animal men.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a bit of an adjustment, but not really.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's new guys on Earth and...
Yeah.
That's chill. Whatever.
Look, personally, I think it'll be kind of chill, whatever.
Yeah.
It might become a political football.
Yes. I could see that happening.
Where it's, well, do they have rights?
Yeah.
If you say, ooze the cow, and the cow's like, the fuck you been doing?
Not to you, bro. To the cows that aren't guys.
Guys, we were going to do it to you, but then you got ooze.
Yeah,
then there's going
to
be a...
Well, if you went to a planet that had human cows on it...
Yeah, yahoos.
We're Gulliver and traveling again. Yeah. All right.
Would you... And they were like, obviously, we're milking these guys.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't milk you.
Okay.
Would you be upset?
Milk the yahoos is what I'm saying.
Milk me. do milk me.
Well, look,
what if it's good?
Yeah.
I guess it's because I'm like, all right, well, yeah, fair enough. These cows don't get, are getting milked and they are getting meat because that's how it's sort of like, that's what they were bred for.
They're not safe.
And I guess, there's no, the luck of the draw, I guess, is I got oozed, but this needs to change from now, though.
I don't know where I'd fall.
I just, as in, like, if I was a cow man.
Yeah.
If I was a cow man, I would try milk.
I'm a cannibal now, sort of.
If it was good, I'd be like, milking a stack.
If a cow drinks milk, it's not cannibal.
Like, you're just thinking every fucking baby out there sucking on their mama's titty. Look at their cannibal, little cannibal.
What's all right? I almost doubled down and tried to save myself, being like, I know it's not a cannibalism. It's like drinking your own piss. It's not that either. In fact, it's a situation where it was made for that.
Yeah. Babe, I have something to admit to you. I'm a cannibal. I drink piss.
From your own?
No, other people's piss. They piss in a cup and I drink it. I'm a cannibal. I'm a monster. Well, I'm like Hannibal Lecter, babe.
You are definitely a monster.
You're like...
I think you just got a piss
fetish.
I got dark desires to...
I can't believe I ate that piss. I ate the piss.
I've been eating other people's piss. I'm a fucking cannibal.
Did you say eat?
Yeah.
I know.
Are you freezing?
You're not meant to eat other people's piss.
I've been eating it fresh.
I've been eating other people's
How do you
piss.
Eat their piss.
I'm a cannibal. I need help, babe. I've been enacting cannibalism on people by drinking
babe,
their piss.
Babe. How do you? Sorry, I understand.
I just
you're
can't
going
stop eating
it.
The
babe.
Piss.
How do you eat the piss?
I put it in my mouth and I chew it and I swallow it. Same way you eat a pie.
It's like, it's a lick. Hey, hon, can you just drink this Coke for me?
Yeah, sure. Why do you want me to eat that Coke for, babe? It still won't wash out the cannibalism out of my mouth.
Okay, we need to have a...
I'm a monster.
Babes,
I'm a
babes,
freak.
Babes, did you know cannibalism is when you eat...
Yeah, piss.
...the other people.
Yeah, it pisses from other people,
meat,
babe.
The flesh.
What about the milk?
That's fine. If you're... You've been drinking tea?
Yeah, I'm a cannibal!
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is cool. That's really good stuff. Yeah. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah. All I know is that it should not be a big deal for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to live in New York City.
Yeah, who cares,
yeah,
dude?
Again,
Turtle Power, whatever.
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah. I think... For the regular people, it just might become a non-issue, and then eventually it might become political football when someone tries to start blaming, I don't know, the Turtles for their lack of jobs or inflation.
Exactly. Should a horse be president? That's the question.
Yeah.
I say let him have a go.
The horse. Vote for the jealous horse for president.
My first act as horse is the execution of Jackson Bailey. Oh,
told you he was jealous.
Fuck!
Told you he was jealous.
You gave him the ooze,
jealous
didn't you?
Bitch. Just in the electric chair. You're seething, dude.
Dude.
You are seething. You're so cut. You're so cut.
Cope, dude. Pull the lever. I know I got you.
I'd vote for horse.
Yeah, I'd vote for horse. Vote for President Horse.
Yeah.
He's got some great ideas. He's got ideas only a horse could come up with.
Plus the ideas of a man. Plus he's felt jealousy as a horse.
Yeah.
He's in touch with his emotions.
Exactly.
Yeah, the moment that these mutants get human rights, and because he'd have to argue that they are kind of human. Vote one horse.
And every horse in America is an American citizen.
Yep.
They can become president.
They've all got the same birthday.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It would become a national holiday. Horse birthday.
Horse birthday should be a national holiday.
Yeah, I agree. We should celebrate the horse birthday.
Yeah. And if you're unaware, it's the first day of spring.
Yeah. That's horse birthday.
Yeah.
Happy horse birthday.
Yeah. You're going to listen to this episode on,
We do spring different.
Yeah.
That's true, because ours starts at the start
of the
month.
Our start of the first of the month, not like the solstice.
Yeah. 22nd of something or other.
Our horse birthday would be different.
Yeah, our horse birthday is
Australian, Australian horses are older, maybe.
Yeah,
this is the 1st of September.
Horse Prime Minister.
Horse running for local council.
That's good, too. It's just good to think about a horse in a suit.
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if you live in New York City and you fear them, you're a little bitch.
No, you're jealous. You're seething. They got you.
Cope horse.
Got you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.